ידי זה שווה גם בברום בוי שלם.
Good morning, everybody. I want to start with a vote from the Chuz of Lublin. Before I say the vote, I want to say a bit of background. Who is the Chuz of Lublin? This week, Tuesday, was the Yuzat of the Rebbe Reb Zishe. Rebbe Reb Zishe was a brother of Rebbe Reb Meilich, two big tzaddikim. Rebbe Reb Meilich and Rebbe Reb Zishe, famous, went together in Gulis for many, many years. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, he founded this, the Derech in Avodas Hashem Sporach was called Chassidus. His town was called the Rebbe Rebbe of Mizritch. And afterwards, the Rebbe Meilich of Luzhensk took over the Rebistva in the Polish area. Rebbe Meilich was like a third generation of Chassidus. The Baal Shem Tov, the Rebbe Rebbe, then Rebbe Meilich. Rebbe Meilich was Nifter. He had an older brother. Rebbe Zish was an older brother. He was 15 years older, as is Mekibel. And he was Nifter 13 years later. He was Nifter by the age of 98. Those times, 98. Heilig Rebbe Zish. So by the Ptir of Rebbe Meilich, the Chassidim of Rebbe Meilich wanted to have a new Rebbe. Rebbe Meilich was Nifter. They thought they'd go to Rebbe Reb Zishe. They came to Rebbe Reb Zishe, they want to be Kabel Mures for Rebbe Reb Zishe. Rebbe Zishe said, no, the four Talmidim of Rebbe Reb Meilich, they should take over the Talmidim. And he said, Remes in the Pusik, V'nua Yoytze Ma'aydan L'Hashkes Sagan. V'nua, the river, Yoytze goes out Ma'aydan, L'Hashkes Sagan, and it gives water to the gone to the field. So the Nua, the Aiden is the Hashem Tov HaKodesh. The Nuah is the river coming out from Hashem Tov HaKodesh. Lashk Sagon is Rebbe Reb Meilich. So you have a Nuah coming out from the Gon to give to the Nuah going out from the Aiden, give it to the Gon. In Misham Yepuad V'Hoibal L'Boa Rushim. And from Rebbe Reb Meilich, there are four Talmidim. Which four Talmidim? The Avodah Yisrael of the Koshnitz Magid, the Yisrael of Koshnitz, and Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak from Lublin, and the Rebbe Bendel Rimneve, and the Abteruf, the Oivishof, the Abteruf. These four Talmud were the four main Talmud of Rebbe Reb Meilich. And the Chuz of Lublin had three names. Rebbe Yaakov Yitzchak of Lublin had three names. He was called, but many people called him the Chuz, they called him the Chuz, because he was a big Balchir HaKodesh. The Chuz could see everything. And in Poland he was called the Rebbe of Lublin, and some called him the Lubliner. He was one of the biggest rabbis, all the rabbisters, the Bell, Sanz, Ropschitz, they were all Talmidim from Chuz of Lublin. I once heard a story in America. There was a Tzayid who was speaking about the Chuz of Lublin. Rabbi Kotler was there. Rabbi Kotler was the big Litvish Gedoylim. And somebody said, the Chuz of Lublin. So somebody else started laughing. Nice, a Chuz of Lublin, a Numen. It's not a big Chuz, there's no Chuz of Lublin. The Chassidim called him Chuz. So Rabbi Kotler said, if you laugh from this way of calling Bechoyze, you are Pekoyres. Why? A thing that thousands of Yidden on the Kabbalah that believe in it, and somebody laughs, is a Pekoyres. So I heard B'Shem Rebbe Kotler. I could put this to a bit of background, who the Chuz of Lublin was. The Chuz of Lublin said that these 2 weeks, Parshas Boy and Parshas B'Shalach, we know that the concept of Kriya Me'oyres Hazman. When we read the Torah, the Parsha of the Torah, it's like the Zman. Like when Chodesh Nissan comes, it's the Zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a concept of Kriya Me'oyres Hazman. If you read the Parsha in the Torah, which speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Me'oyres, the same condition like the Zman. It's like we know when the Zman of Nissan arrives, we know it's the Zman of the condition of Pesach, and every year we know Chai, we have Yetzias Mitzrayim, every single year when Chodesh Nissan comes, Laila Seide. The same way, says the Chodesh of Lublin, these 2 weeks, Parshas Boy is like the first days of Pesach, and Parshas B'Shalach is the Shvi'ish of Pesach. So these 2 weeks, without the Pesach cleaning, and even with eating Beitlich and Chometz, we still have the Kedisha that we have on Laila Seide. So the Parshas Boy is like the first days of Pesach, and Parshas B'Shalach is the Shvi'ish of Pesach, Kriyas Yom Tov, also the Heilige Chuz of Lublin. And he also said once, the Chassid used to come to the Rebbe, some came Parshas Boy, but most came past B'Shalach. Shabashira was a Chuz of Shabbos. Shabashira it's called. So he used to say, Mitzvah boy, Yosef B'Shlichoi. So I guess the mitzvah came in like a Dvar Alutze. Mitzvah boy, Yosef B'Shlichoi, took the Dvar Alutze. It's like a joke. Mitzvah boy is a bit aggressive. Mitzvah skin pashas boy. Yosef b'shlicha more than pashas b'shach. So I'll tell you Achsidish Ma'asa. I hope no snack in here. It's Achsidish Ma'asa now. There was the Heilige Rebbe Moshe Leib Sasseve. He was a Talmud of Rebbe Reb Meilech. He wanted to get tzaddik of Yisruel. He used to make pity in Shviyem. He wanted to get tzaddik of Moshe Leib Sasseve. His youth was yesterday. So he felt the Indian of Kriyam Oira's man. And it came Shabbos Kodesh Pasha's boy. He mamish felt the Klisha of Pesach. See, mamish forgot. He started saying, Hallelujah the Brucha. He started saying, Hallelujah the Brucha, Shabbos Kodesh Pasha's boy. He like felt the Kedisha of Pesach. It's a Chassidish Ma'aser boy say. So the year after that, the next year, the Chassidim came. I thought it was a sasme menik to zugen halal da bruche on Shabbos Pashas Boy. The next day he didn't say halal. Meist jeden jure, jeden Shabbos. That jure, he had a gewaltige haure, and the mamish felt peisig. He said, he had halal da bruche. But next year she gewein back to normal, and nicht die Almo kem macha sa sa madrei. This is a chsidische maase, and verzadig friedliche kashes. So kim tos lo deim, if we say that Pashas Boy is a condition of peisig, so Kedusha of Pesach, we know, is a special skiller. As man, Laila Seide, when a person with parents can be mashpia, chinuch for the children, they got to lebinchu, can toast also, this week, Pasha's boy, if it's the kriya, moira as man, it's moira the Indian that we can be mechalech and bring ashpua to our children. And like this week's sedra, we find three times in the parsha, the gewaltige Indian of chinuch abunim v'abunis. It's the shaykhus to Tzitzis Mitzrayim. First of all, the man to Sapai, but also the Binchu, Yven, Binchu, Aishas, and Altim Mitzrayim, two stalls of Pasha's boy, the Indian of Sippa, to tell the children. Then we find there's something else, a very interesting thing. Paru says, Lechi nu hagvurem, only the older people have to go. The children, Machataisa, only the older people, they should go to Shech, to Kavunas. So the Mishra Vaini, no, but Nareini, if it's Kenaini, Nailaich, but Nareini, if it's Saini, Kechag Hashem Luni, so we read in the Torah, that the Parah was the Rosh of the Timur, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rosh of the Kedisha. It wasn't just two people, it was two leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Hashem Yisburah's Kedisha, because we know the Pusik says, Zei le'im zei usu elekim. In this world we have Kedisha, and we have Timur. Like we have a man in Gashmiris, and we have a monkey. Both have limbs like a person. This is a man, and this is a monkey. So the same way, Kibayuchel is the inner of Kedisha. The Sitra Acha tries to imitate the Kedisha. Everything we find in Kedisha, we find Faket, the Sitra Acha, the Timur. Sitra Acha, the other side, they try to imitate. Paro was like a Avodah Zurah, and he made himself like a god, and he was the Rosh of the Sitra Acha. And Moshe Rabbeini, Lahavdil Barachol, the Kudsh, was the Rosh of the Kedisha. So the Sitra Acha says, it's enough to give chinuch to the Gvurim, the old generation, forget the children, no need. Shabbat says, no, but the Reinev is Kedain and Eilech, but the Reinev is Kedain. And then we find this week's Sedra, the Indian of the Abu Abunim. We have Abu Abunim Dibra Teure. Three of the Abunim are mentioned this week's Sedra. The Rush is mentioned, as the Pusik says, V'hoik Yoy V'lach V'naichem, Hu Avon Yudos Lachem, this week's Sedra. Rabban Zer Pesach V'Hashem, you should answer him. Shain Da Elishl, also, V'yad V'chem, V'yim Yilav B'av Zeh Usham Li, B'av Usham Li, and the Tom Mazois, so this we said, we find this we said will be three bunim. The Rusha, Shain Dai Lishl, and the Tom. And the Chuchem is in Parshas Ra'ai. So we find again the Indian, three times in this Parsha, the Indian of the Indian of Chinuch, of Bunim, of Bunas, and the, since it's a man of the Sismas Ra'ai, we have a special skin of this Shabbos this week, to be Mechad of the children. And we find the interesting thing we said. The Rusha comes along, and he says, Mu'a Bunas Lechem. Says the Pusik Vate, Vayikad Ru'om Vayishtachvi. The Yidin, they bowed. Why did they bow? Says Rashi, Al Besiris Hu'uretz, Besiris Habunim. Since they had a Besira, they're going to have children. Vayikad Ru'om Vayishtachvi. They bowed to Hashem. Frank the Ashti Belzeruv. We're speaking about the Ben Arusha. We're speaking about a child who's Arusha. He says, Mu'a Vayikad Ru'om Vayishtachvi. Says, Vayikad Ru'om Vayishtachvi. You bow and you thank Hashem for Ben Arusha, Frank the Ashti Belzeruv. So he says, yes. Because this week said we learned that even somebody who might be a Ben Arusha, there's still a way how to be Mekarevim. There's still a way how to come to his heart, how to be Machzav Achiva. That's from this week said that Phil, the Ben Arusha, asks questions. And we have a Kirk to answer him, to be Mekarevim. Even the Ben Arusha It's not in Navish, even a Banarush can also do Chiva. The Havi, he can do Avish Tachvi, even a Banarush. It's that very, very beautiful word for the Heilige Chidde. The Pusik says, Boil Paroi, come to Paroi. Why? Ki anich baddis, because I made his heart hard. The question is asked, come to Paroi because the heart is hard? Forget, if the heart is hard, no need to come to him. It's in Shach Yote. Come to Paroi because I've hardened his heart? Says the Chidde, forget. Ki can mean, although. The Pusik, Refu Navshi, Ki Ratu Silach. The Pusik can tell him, please heal my soul because I've sinned. Although I've sinned. So boil Paroi, come to Paroi. Although his heart is hard. What does that mean? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that even Paroi, although he has a covered lev, it's still not too late. It's still a way how we can do tshiva. Even Paroi, go to Paroi. His heart is so hard. No, ki anichbalati, although his heart is hard, nevertheless, there's still a chance for him to do tshuva. The man to supper, be'ozne, b'inchu, b'inchu. Teach your children, says the chidda, that it's never too late. The person thinks, no, it's too late. I've sinned, I've been oivis, I'll shaykh. The limit of Parshas Boy teaches us, afil paroi, afil with covered lev, boil paroi. There's still a chance for him to come to him, and to speak to him, the word of Hashem, and to expect him to do tshuva. And that's the chiddush of the man to sabbai. But also the bidchah ben bidchah, you should always know there's never too, it's never too late. There's always a chance. There's always a way how to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This was the Yikadu'am v'yishtachvi. Although there's ben arusha, they learned this parsha that it's always a way how to get the children back. So it's a thing to do with Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the four children sit by the same side there. The Chochem, the Rush, the Tom, all four children, and they all have Hashpura from the side. Speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu and Paroi, this conflict, we find very interesting. The Avudim, the Avdai Paroi said, Shalrasu Anushim, send up Anushim. Paroi says, L'chinu Hagvurim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, we're all going to go. Shalach Ami. Rosh Hashanah, Shalach Ami. Says the Esh to Belzeruch, what's the Chalik of Belashoynes? Why did the Amdai Paroi say, L'chi Shalach HaAnushim, Rosh Hashanushim, and Paroi says, L'chi Nu HaGvurim, and Moshe Rabbeinu always kept on saying, Shalach Ami. Says this as follows. Enash, Aleph, Ni, and Shein, without a Vuv, is about 351. Aleph, Ni, and Shein, 351. Anushim, twice Anash, is 702. 702 is Gematria Shabbos. The other Paroi says, of course, Shalach Esu Anushim. Send out the people who keep Shabbos, the Gedoy, the Elchin who keep Shabbos. They should have the chance to go out. Shalach Anash is 351. Anushim is twice 351, Gematria 702, Gematria Shabbos. Those who keep Shabbos, they have a chance to go out to Shabbos Gushbuchi. Paroi says, L'chinu HaGvurim, Gever, Gimel Bais Reish, Gematria 205. Twice 205, Gematria Kudosh. L'chinu HaGvurim, those who are Kudoshim, twice Gever, Gematria Kudosh, they should go out. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no, Shalach Ami, Ami Melushim Gechulim Oymemois. Cold, that's like Nesh Zechos, Oymemois. That's how this thing is.
Smoldering.
Ah, Gechulim Oymemois, smoldering coal. Gechulim Oymemois. Paroi says, Gvurim only Kedoshim. The Avant Paroi says, Afkanushim. Twice Enosh is Matri Shabbos. Twice Geveg, Matri Kudosh. And Moshe says, no, it's Shemes. The Eibishter gives a chance for every single Yid. Shalach Ami, even a Yid might feel like Gechulim Oymemois. The Zitzis Mitzrayim teaches every single Yid a Koyot to God of Mitzrayim. I heard a story of Rabbi Reb Zisha. This week, I heard about your story. Rabbi Reb Zisha used to travel around the towns and gulas, and he used to come to a town, used to ask the Gabba if he could say a drusha, say drushas. Missa. So before him, there was a different maggid. A maggid spoke before him. Afterwards, he spoke. The first maggid spoke, and he was saying, Missa, you're doing this sin, you're doing that sin. I took him this, I took him that. He was building a very a black picture, how bad they are, how much they sin. Nobody became this oiger. Nobody got a song of this. Sitting there, nothing. Rabbi Rizhi came along and said, ah, Tair Yidin, Heilige Yidin, how heilig are you, how heilig in the Shomer, how great are you, how gewaltig are you. And then he threw them a word, oh, but that's the same thing, And the Yidin came such as ogres, they started crying from Shiva. So they came to Rabbi Zisha, the first man came to Rabbi Zisha, I came, I said harsh words. I spoke harshly, I told them the Choyim of the Gehenim, how the Gehenim is gefährlich. Nobody was the spool. You came along, like you told you tell them how good they are, how fond they are, and they were so in the spool. So some of the chat is because the first maggid was this madraiga. The position was who are you? Someone left. Who's someone left? But the position be going along the sinis. So what did he answer? He says, listen, every Yid got a neshama and a gif. The neshama is holy, and the guf is a guf. You spoke. Who did you speak to? You spoke to the guf. Your guf, you sin, you do a virus. The guf isn't interested in hearing missa. I said, I gewaltige Yidin, how holy are you, how heilig are you? He spoke to the Neshoma. If you speak to the Neshoma wants to hear Missa. It's Chilik who we speak to. The Indian of Laila side is, all the Abu Abudim, they all sit on the same side. The Choyre, the question is asked. They're all three, four sort of children. There's the Chochem, there's the Husha, the Tom, the Halishl. The Choyre, which have four Snurim. A side for the Chochem, ready, is up to Rambam. And then it's a side for the Rusha who has to hear Bchlal Ikre Amine. And then for the Tom, it's more, perhaps an easier side, and the Lishl, not a side. The same side of Kalash Echatz. And all meant to be there, all meant to hear the same Rusha, and do Shiva. What's going on? But the Arab tells us, if we're speaking with Tzad the Guf, he's a Chochem, he's a Rusha, Tom, Shad the Lishl. If we're speaking with Tzad the Neshoma, all of the Shoma is other than heilig. The Koyer of Laila side is the Shoma. If you reach the Shoma, don't have a chance. All the same side, you have the same Ashpur on all four sorts of children. I'll repeat this word, I said a Teretz. We find the interesting Pirkei d'Rablaizer. Pirkei d'Rablaizer says as follows, Ama Koyen, Oyev Shulem, Veroidev Shulem, Oyev Sabriyes, and Mekavon Latoyre. Says the famous Pirkei d'Rablaizer, Spor Dada Bartanire, and Pirkei Ovis. How did Aram HaKohen make shul and make peace? He saw two people were quarreling. He went to the first person and said, you know, I heard your friend saying, oh, I'm so upset, why are we quarreling? Let's make peace. He goes to the second chava and says, you know, I heard your chava having charuta, why are you making a machloikas? And they met and they fell on each other and they became good friends. Says the Perek of Rablaizer, this is Pusik in Malachi, Toiras emes hoisu mefi. A true Toira was in the mouth of Aram HaKohen. The Avril Nitzvah Susav, there was no evil, no bad on his lips. B'shulem Amisha, who he went with Shulem, the Ram Haishem Oven. Rabbi Yisai, maybe you can say, you're allowed to say Sheikh, but I'm not like a Shulem. Aaron Koy was speaking to Emes, Toyres Emes, Hoysim Belimboy. If Avril Nitzvah Susav, Aaron Koy said things that were not true. Hayatuch, Alte Klau, Mishanim, Dark a Shulem, you're allowed to say lies. Why does the Pirkei d'Rablaizer say on pinked on this Hanhug of Aaron HaKohen who came and told everybody that the Charutom was a Polish going through? After him, Toiras Emes Ois Mefi, the Avril Nisvah Susav, was a Pshat. Aaron HaKohen, the famous Gemurah, the Gemurah says that this Goy came to Hillel and he asked him, please teach me the whole Torah Regel Achas. What did he answer? Da Aloch Sani L'Chavol Esavet. Why pink the Havis Yisroel? Why pink the Havla HaKimoichu? Says the Heilige Malatani in Parak Lamed Beis. The Goy came teaching the whole Torah Regel Achas. What was the answer? The answer was you should know that the main person is in the Shomer. The Guf isn't Eker. The limit of Regel Achas world, you should know that you work on this world, you came on this world for the Shomer. How do you see it? The Loch San Lechav Elisavah, the whole Inn of Machloikis, of Pirid Levovis, is only Mitzad HaGuf. Mitzad HaShomer, all Eden are one. So the Hillel taught, this guy, you want to know what the core of Torah is? You should realize, Kamoichu, you have it like yourself. So Kedos, as but Aaron HaKohen saw two Eden quarreling, he didn't see the gulf, he saw the Neshoma. He saw the neshama. He saw the mitzvah of neshama. What do we want? It was true. It was telling us I was always with me. Although b'chatzoyis, even they themselves might have not realized that they want to be behaved. But the neshama, the previous, the subconscious of the neshama, Zecha wants to be united. Wants to be one. They want in the years to be one. V'mayla heard a story. Heard a story. There were two children. One child was a child of a yid. One was a child of a goy. Two orphans, and they were an orphanage. And after a few years, they were brought out of the orphanage, and they wanted to see which child was the yid, which child was the goy. They had no idea how to see who was the yid and the goy. So they asked the psachuchim, or the kedoyim, I don't remember who it was, and he brought grapes. He brought two plates of grapes. One plate of grapes were single grapes, and one plate was like a strangler, ashkelanovim, a bunch of grapes. So they bought the two grapes, and one child went to the single grapes, and one went to the bunch of grapes. It says, oh, here's the Eden, is the Goy. Why? By Eden, they like Achtes, a bunch of grapes, like Achtes. But the Goy, it's pretty little of us. I don't remember who it was, I heard the story once. So I could put it, Eden, the Amish, Eden wants to be united. But Maile, I'm a Goy and saw two people quarreling. So he says, you know, Yechav wants to make a shulim with you. He goes, he wants to make shulim. They met, they make shulim. So we're asking, is it true? It's Toiras Emes? Yeah! Toiras Emes, Hoyes Mefi, the Avlon Nitz Mesfusav. Because the truth, he saw the truth, he saw the premise of the Eid. But Emes means Zan Ains, they want to be united. The Babzish used to hear, he used to come to a town, when he made Gulas, and he saw Yid Nebuch, they eat Chal Shabbos Givei, they eat Nebuch different virus, they eat it's the virus. He said, oh, Zisha, Zisha, why do you eat the virus? Zisha, Zisha, why Chal Shabbos? Zisha, Zisha, why are you over this virus? And through that, he's a massive achiever. The question is asked, it's not true. Rebbe Zish wasn't over the virus. How can you say Zisha, Zisha, but it's not either? Doesn't tell us. Rebbe Zisha felt one with the Yid, he felt united with the Yid. If the Yid sins, I sin, it's one with Shoma. See, he was most united to the Yid. Mamayli, he could say, Zisha, Zisha, but over the Allah virus. And he was working with Shiva. And that's Laila side. Laila side, all Abu Abunim sit together on one side. Different Madragas. Chukhim, Ruja, Tom. How are you talking? How is the child? The same Shia for all Madragas? Yeah, the bigger Shia, the middle Shia, the lower Shia. What's going on? The different standards. Different standards all in the Ratzonius. But the premiers of a Yid. Sometimes you go on the plane. And you meet up with a Freie Yid. It's a completely different culture. And he starts speaking about the Kiddel of Yiddishkeit. And all of a sudden he's like, he's with you together. You've helped him. I talk about his different culture. It's all the Chatzonius. The Pneumius of a Yid, all the same. And that's the Laila side there. The father's got a quote in Mashpia and his children and all different children. We find, by the side it says, Bechol doi wa doi, Chai would miss us a kilus of Mitzrayim. But a Tanya writes in Tanya, Nishtab, Bechol doi wa doi, every Paisach. Bechol yoi wa yoi, every day is a mitzvah of Zachiyat Yis Mitzrayim. And when we mention Yis Mitzrayim by Krishma, it's also a mitzvah to re-see kilus of Mitzrayim. This mitzvah of seeing, feeling, as Yis Mitzrayim is not only Laila Sayyid, it says about Tanya, it's also every single day. When we read Shema, and we say the third parasha of Yis Mitzrayim, it's a mitzvah to feel as a kilus of Mitzrayim. And there's also a chayidim, and some soife, and zera koidish. I found it in four svurim. The Tanya, zera koidish of Rav Shavuv, the chayidim, and some soife. All say the same thing. It's a chidish. And there's any of feeling Yis Mitzrayim is loved of Blala Saida every day of Blind Krishma. As come become a Pasha's boy, Pasha Vishalach, this man of Kriwe, this man, Avad is this man from Humma Shaykh, it's his Mitzrayim, in Machelach of the Kinder, it's Yatu Nishmai, the Abish Zelf. I want to say in Yocha Inyin, the first beginning, the first Pasha, Pasha's boy, is very interesting. Boy Yal Paroi, Kenich Badis Leboy, the man that was the Binchu, Binchu, he comes to says Rashi v'Hisra boy. Tell him Misa. There's no mention of Arbe. When Hashem comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell him boy al paroi. Let's leave boy go. Batzapa. There's no mention at all of Arbe. Keep Moshe Rabbeinu tzegayin. It says there's going to be a plague of Arbe. So all the Mefarshim ask, where? There's no mention of Arbe here. No mention of locusts. So how do Moshe Rabbeinu know these locusts? And why wasn't the mention clear to him? Gewaltige Schwierigkeit. First two psikim, there's no mention of Arbe at all. So I saw three Ramuzim, how we can find the Indian of Arbe in this parsha. It's all B'dei Remes. It's not clear how much Rabbani could find B'dei Remes in the Psikim, it means Arbe. The Ramban says, since the Pusik says, Leman tesapai ba'oznai binchu ben binchu, that this plague is going to bring a gewaltiger Indian of the children to tell. And we find, Rashi brings down in times of Yoel, later in Nach, there was also a plague of Arba. And then the Pusik says, Uleyu levnaichem sapai, evnaichem levnaichem, evnaichem levnaichem. The Pusik dealt by the plague of Yoel, was also a plague of Arba, also mentions the Indian of the children will speak about it. So we see that the Indian of the locust is a makkah that brings discussion between the children. Says the Ramban, since the Pusik says, the man sat was the bilchu ben bilchu, and we find in Yoel that the Indian of Arba is going and brings the Indian of Sipper the children, and neither is Brim's Arba. Very, very, very famous. The cipher, sorry. You only speak, but don't say the concept. We see there the concept that by Arba, Mother Sapa, so it's a simple, this from you from Yoel. We see the concept in Yoel. Twice we find this Sipper children by Arba. So it seems that Arba is Moira, Sipper, Sipper. But Meile, since the Meile heard Sipper, he understood there must be Arba, because Arba we see twice in Torah and Anach, picked by Arba, the name of Sipper, the children. So we see that Sipper is Moira through Arba. This is one pshat, the Rabban's pshat. The cipher Galia Razia, the cipher Galia Razia, Kabula cipher, has a different remus. Boy, which a time is, Bemakis Arbe. Boy al Paroi, Boy, Bais Aleph, Bemakis Arbe. Galia Razia. Then a famous word from the Psalmist Nostrapolle, who says, we know, famous word, we know every ois that is from the same source can change. Bais, Vuv, Mem, Pai is from the lips, can change. Bais, Vov Mempai, right? Also Aleph from the Guroi, from the Hals. Aleph Ches Hai Ai. So Boy El Paroi, change the Ois Pai for Bais and the Os Ayin for Aleph. Boy El Paroi. Put these letters in his name. Change the word of Paroi. Change the Pai for a Bais and the Ayin for Aleph. So Alba. So, third Remus. So, it's very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't told clear Arba. He had to work it out. He worked it out. Either he worked it out by the Ramban, the Mount of Sapai, or he worked it out, boy, by Machis Arba, or he worked it out through the boy al Paroi. There's a fourth shot in the Bar Toysvis. He didn't take it, he had no idea which Mach it is. He took the stick. On the stick, there were the oisies there, the walls crumbled, and he worked it out. So the oisies must be Arba. Oh, Cheshba, some soifer. There's not no time enough to go into it. But it's also, the fourth shot, he looked at the stick and he saw the letters, they were scrambled, and he worked it out with the whole Cheshba. That means Arba. And I saw a fifth shot. This is Mamash Gewaltig Pshat. I saw it from the Moshe Wolfson Schlitter, from the Tzaddikim from America, Moshe Wolfson. It's a Gewaltig. If you're a calculator, I've calculated for this. Unbelievable. Vayoyme, Havaye, El Moshe, Boy El Paroi. What's the gematria? Please work it out on the calculator. It's a shame I should say it. Vayoyme, Vov, Yid, Aleph, Mem, Reish. Havaye, El, Lamed, Aleph, Moshe, Boy El Paroi. Gematria 1048. Right? Vayoyme, Hashem, El Moshe, Boy El Paroi. 1048. If you write Arbe b'melioi, Aleph lamet pi, Reish yid shien, Bais yid sof, and ha yid is Arbe b'melioi, gematria 1048. Unbelievable. See, we worked out this gematria. Mordig. So, vayoyme v'shasham el Moshe boyel paroi is gematria of Arbe b'melioi. So, he brings down that the tzaddik called the Bluzhe Varuv, the Tzvi Melech from Bluzhe, v'ankar b'nai Soscha. You see gewaltig gematrias. So he says, you think I have to sit down and think, this is gematria, let me work it out and cut my fingers. I see a concept, and straight away, it must be this gematria, and Abu is right. It's a tzaddik. So he says to Moshe Wolfson, Moshe Rabbeinu heard, that Yoyme Havaye and Moshe Boyel Paroi, he saw Arbe. And I think to myself, it's a very nice word, but Moshe Wolfson, you're a genius, you should be able to say this is gematria. So we have here, Philip Ramuzim, how Boyel Paroi comes to Arbe. The first name was the Ramban. Leman to Sapa was the Bidduch, was a concept we find in Yoel also by Arbe. The second name is from the Gal Yeruza, Boy Gematria, the Makis Arbe. Such as the Pola, Boy El Paroi, put Boy into Paroi, change Pai for Bais and I for Aleph. Fifth of the Toysfus, yeah, he looked at the stick, and on the stick, he looked after the stick. Okay. And then we have a fifth pshat, the gematria of Arba. Why didn't Hashem say clear to Moshe Rabbeinu, clear words, Arba? Why Gemuzim? Why different Gemuzim? I want to tell you a gematria pshat. I thought to myself, Baruch Hashem, I found out this from the Ozer of the Rebbe. Epstein, from the Ozer of the Rebbe, said, I first found this in another forum. It's a gematria klal, a gematria yisod in the ten makis. It's only 5 minutes left. After speaking to the idiot of Kabula, it's not Kabula, it's push the Aleph Pais, no Kabula. It's push the ABC. And after 5 minutes, I'll say very clearly. We know the number 10 is a very important number in Judaism, right? The Asura Mamuris Nevru Oilam, Asamakis, Seres Adibris. What's 10? What's 10? So we know, I'll say it in a very push delusion, there are 10 midas. There's 10 Hashem. Created the world. Hashem is a oil, is a light. Why Hashem is a light? Like light, we call the most rochdiest in this world is light. Light, we can't, we just see it, we can feel it, we see it, we can't tap it. So, Kibayuch, Hashem is more, something we can't tap. It's a exalted condition, where he concealed himself, concealed, and made the world. So, Asur Mamuris, he made 10 concealments, 10 times he had to conceal himself. Say the Surah, that these 10 times concealing himself, or in of 10 middas, like a person, let's think about a person. But say them when they came, Uzzah Saudah. A person has got middas, got 7 middas. He has chesed, has gevir, we all count Svir Soyme, and we all say that in the Svir of the Svir Soyme, it's no big Kabula. We know it's chesed, it's being chesed, a feeling of chesed, kindness, a feeling of gevir, a feeling of teferes, a feeling of netzach, bibiratzayach, hoidua, yesod, malchus, 7 middas. 7 ways how a person feels, 7 feelings. And these 7 feelings are Hashem created, Kabyuchl, by Hashem himself, Kabyuchl. And but say that came Musa Saud, a person also has 7 feelings, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's 7 middas. Then, to be more oiled middas, you have to have seichel. A person that has middas, he thinks about something, there's Kesa Chochme Binah. A person has Kesa, it's like the crown. Chochme is in the moyach, Binah is in the heart. There's moyach. It's moyach, the moyach, the brain is moyach of the middas. The person can't have middas without thinking. If he's sleeping, without middas. When he sees something, and he thinks about it, and it brings him to a feeling. So in my life, there's 7 middas of feelings, and there's 3 middas of intellect. The intellect is moyach of the middas. Say this for him, that Hashem is Burach created the world with 10 middas. And the Yidden went to Mitzrayim. These 10 middas can be from the Kedusha, from Moshe Rabbeinu, and from Paro. Paro utilizes all these 10 middas for his Gashmias, and then from the Timur. And Moshe Rabbeinu fights with Paro and takes all these 10 middas in the Kedusha. This was the choice between Moshe and Paro. Hashem made 10 plagues. Says the Pusik, Nugif the Rofi. Says the Zohar, Nugif, it came to kill the Mitzrayim. The Rofi, it came to heal the Eden. Every makke was mo'oire, a different middah. It smited the middahs of Paroi, and it enlightened the middahs of Klal Yisroel. This is Dom, Tzvardaya, Kirbe Buruf. Like we said, last week said we have 7 makkes. This week, 3 makkes. Why did the Torah split 7 and 3 and 2 parshiyos? Because last week said we start from Malchus, and we work our way up, Biz Chesed. Buruf is connected Chesed. Every makke, Klal Yisroel got elevated, and Paroi got dumped and dumps. Every single makkah. They went down, you went up. 7 middas, 7 makkahs, 7 middas. This week's Seder starts off the 3 middas of the Moyach. You 3 new middas. Arbe is Binnen. Choshech is Chochme. Choyres is Kese Meliche, Yidin Suha Kudosh Baruch Hu. And through the 10 makkahs, they were Zohar Ketav Aseyas Adibres. Aseyas Adibres because they were elevated and refined. It's through 10 makkahs. They were Zohar to be becoming 10 middas. I will go to get to Mitzrayim. So there was a question, why is Hashem mentioned in Mitzrayim by Seis HaDibris? She said, Alosha Bekash Shemurut Shemayim V'Uretz. Why is Alosha Bekash Shemayim Mitzrayim? That's pshat. Why you thought that Seis HaDibris? Because you were in Mitzrayim. And you went to the Kira Barzel, like refining Klal Yisroel from all the bad of the Paroi to become elevated Midas. But Maile, you thought that Seis HaDibris. In other words, we have Esa Makis elevate the 10 middas and make Paro and throw away the bad middas from Paroi and elevate the Yiddish middas from the Eden. As Chudat Mezorah Taseres Adibris came to us, Lord Dame, which Which Bina was Arbe? Bina. What's Bina? Maivin Dova Mitoch Dova. So Moshe Rabbein had to be Moirad Midas Habina. So he wasn't told clear out which Makkah. He was told, Boil Paroi. I have to work it out. I was with the Ramban, with the Galia Ruse, from Shastopole, Balatoises, from Moshe Wolfson. 5 ways how to work it out. He was Moirad Maivin Dova Dova. So he was Moirad Midas Bina. Since this Makkah had to be Moirad the condition of Midas Bina, and Bina is Maivin Dova Dova, that's what wasn't said clearly. It was said by Remus. And he worked it out to be Moirad the Inna of Bina. As a Gewalt, we say Friday night, we say before the Chodoidi, Koyle Shem Bakoyach, Koyle Shem Bahuda, Koyle Shem Koyle Layula, it's seven times Koyle. If you have, some Sedirim, every Koyle is Meramas in another middle. Koyle Shem Alamoyim is Chesed. Bakoyach is Gvire. Chutz of Labas Aish is Hoyt. Like Boim is Hoyt Shem Hoyt. What do we make for like Boim? A big fire. Chutz of Labas Aish, fire is Hoyt. So the seven, Koyles are 7 middles. What was that last week? Hakoilos Yichdulin. We finished with the koilos. Last week was seven makas or seven middas. Hakoilos Yichdulin. We finished with the koilos. Now we start with the moyach. We came boil power starts moyach. So this we said starts the moyach. That's why says the Heilige Lublina, Mitzvah Boy Yosef Beshlicha, because this week's Sedra is the Moyach. The Moyach is the brain. The brain is the whole Chiz is the brain. The Chiz of Kalasul, the Daibish, the Helmish, the Zoycha. These parshas to be Mikayim, to be Zoycha. Kibai, Sassayim, Ezim, Sassayim, the Fluas, the Allah, Shpuas, Toivas.
Not the top of the mushroom. 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 So sad.